Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, Eureka Police responded to a residence in the 1600 block of Summer Street following a report of shots fired in the area. When officers arrived, they found 73-year-old Piero Mori, who was armed with a handgun, pinning down 59-year-old transient Jerry Warren. Warren was seen with blood on his forehead, and information gathered at the scene revealed that Warren was caught by Mori stealing items from his backyard. A struggle ensued which involved Mori hitting Warren in the head with his handgun, and at some point during the scuffle, two shots were discharged in the air by accident. The firearm was seized as evidence, and Mori was cited and released on scene. Warren was transported to the hospital for treatment of injuries before he was booked into Humboldt County Jail. The case has been forwarded to the DA's office, and they will also review Mori's actions. In an announcement today, Eureka City officials made the decision to discontinue the rotating temporary sleeping areas for the homeless. This decision comes after weeks of discussion among City Manager Greg Sparks and senior staff. The city reports that since the temporary sleeping areas were made, the city has seen an increase in complaints from surrounding businesses and citizens who use public areas regarding the conditions. The city also reports that there has been a sizable increase in graffiti, violent crimes, as well as assaults. Officials will continue to work with numerous agencies to reduce homelessness in the city, and individuals who still need a place to stay will be directed to the Rescue Mission or Betty Chen's Blue Angel Village. While the recreational Dungeness crab season is scheduled to open statewide this Saturday, the State Department of Public Health has issued a health warning for residents on the North Coast. Anglers are advised not to eat the viscera of the Dungeness crab, as officials have found elevated levels of domoic acid scattered across the waters. While the meat is considered safe to eat, most of the domoic acid accumulates in the viscera. Officials from the Fish and Wildlife Department will continue to work with the State Department of Health, as samples will continue to be collected from the North Coast. Humboldt State Police arrested HSU student Michael Wayne Hargrove for indecent exposure, and he now faces a potential permanent ban from the campus. Hargrove exposed himself to two students in the science building on campus and was arrested quickly by university police, and he was transported to Humboldt County Jail, where he remains in custody. He has been arraigned and the court date has been set for next week. University police are seeking a stay-away order that would ban Hargrove from campus permanently. And as of now, Hargrove has been ordered to stay away from HSU and will be arrested if he is seen on campus. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating a case of felony animal cruelty after a dog was found abandoned at the Fernbridge River Bar. A sheriff's deputy located a pit bull cattle dog mixed in a small box off of the Fernbridge River Bar, and the dog was taken to the county animal shelter for care. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office.
Sheriff's deputies arrested two Garberville residents in connection with an investigation into drug sales activity yesterday afternoon. Deputies served a probation warrant at the residence of 44-year-old Kelly Winters on Locust Street and confiscated meth, heroin, and drug sales paraphernalia. She was arrested and booked into county jail. Also in the residence was a man wanted on felony drug warrants, 28-year-old Alex Stinnett, and he was arrested and booked as well.
Thank you, Dan. The Hoopa Valley Tribe announced on Wednesday that it has agreed to enter into a partnership with PJ Woodlands LLC, the owner of the wood plastic composite Altree. Under the agreement, the first Altree production facility will be built as PJ Woodlands will repurpose the 65,000 square foot Hoopa modular facility to manufacture Altree sheeting products. Altree is a recyclable and reusable wood plastic composite made from forest slash and recycled plastic, and it's considered as one of the few sustainable solutions to thinning forest. Tribe Chairman Ryan Jackson said in a statement that many of the tribe's needs will be addressed by our strategic partnership with PJ Woodlands, and it will bring many well-paying jobs while fulfilling our lifelong mission of protecting our natural resources. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.